Oklahoma State University is where Ben Lowe is now pursuing his PhD in aerospace and mechanical engineering. Attending the university isn't new to him because he also went there for his Bachelor of Science and Master's degree.
I got my bachelor in 2006, August, and then my master's, and now I'm first year in the PhD. And when I first come here, of course, English is a problem. I didn't speak much at all. And I can understand well, but then when I was in the undergraduate, I have a chance to become the resident assistant in the dorm. And I got a chance to mingle with like people from countries and, of course, American students. So in that way, that kind of helped me build my confidence in terms of speaking and to like know people. Right now, because of all the experience I have in OSU, it's made me a well-rounded person to like approach anyone.
Ben says he got an assistantship from his department to help with his studies. He says being able to use his hands to build things is why he decided to study engineering.
I'm from Malaysia, and I've been studying engineering since high school. So I didn't actually go through a lot of process in choosing what major, but I'm really interested in building stuff, hands-on stuff. So engineering does fit my interest. But ever since I come here, I just decided that, hey, I want to go for aerospace. And Oklahoma State is not as big as I thought, first of all. But it's a very good place to study and not a lot of partying, actually. So I really like the environment, and I didn't even know that we have like 10% of international students. And that really like made me feel like I'm not alone.
Currently, his research consists of creating an application which will help send a rocket to Mars.
I think the main thing for me is my professor. He is motivating me, and I really like the research I'm working on. I'm currently working on the inflatable wing technology, where one of the example application on the inflatable wing is like to send an aircraft to Mars. So the inflatable wing can be stowed inside the rocket. So once the rocket reaches Mars, then the wing can be fully deployed and then just like go around the Mars. So pretty much we are solving the problem of the volume issue, where we're going to pack the maybe like a 10 feet or 20 feet wingspan into a small volume like a rocket capsule and then send it to Mars.
A big accomplishment of Ben's is he created the Malaysian 24 season drum troop at OSU. It's the only one of its kind in the U.S.
Well, we started this as the cultural performance for the annual international program by the International Student Scholar. So we, the Malaysian students, was having fun, and then just, we got five drums and just start playing it for the cultural night. And then somehow people get interested, and the group just keep on growing, and we just keep on performing for the cultural event. And then until 2008, where a team and OSU, they're actually showing interest like to expand the drum team. We actually like purchased 24 Chinese drums from China, and that is like our first team in the United States. Because the founder in Malaysia, they actually found us and just told us that, hey, you guys are the first team in the States, and that they're proud of what we are doing here. And founder in Malaysia, they incorporate the Chinese calendar, the agricultural calendar. They have basically four seasons just multiplied by six. So each season has six sub-seasons. So just four times six is 24 seasons. So with that calendar, then the founder actually incorporate like 24 drums. And pretty much in more simple way of describing the drum team is like it is synchronized drumming using Chinese drums. And we have 24 people doing it together. So I'm hoping to see the group getting bigger and more popular.
Ben says he has 3 years left before he completes his PhD studies. For more stories about students studying in the United States and to post your comments about a student's profile, visit our website, www.voanews.com. Once you're there, click on American Life. Then scroll down to see America's Global College Forum link on the right. And remember, Tune in next week to hear another story from an international student here in the United States on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia James.